Now, last Lord's Day, we were learning about a great man of God from a few years ago, and his name was C.T. Studd, Charles Studd. And his life's motto was this: if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. And last Lord's Day, we learned about how his father had become a Christian under the ministry of a great man of God called D.L. Moody. C.T. Studd had two other brothers, and one day, we learned last Sunday morning, that they were having a bit of fun with this old preacher that came to visit their home. His name was Mr. Weatherby, and he wasn't very good at riding a horse, as we learned, and so they played this trick on him, and they got the horse to gallop so fast that Mr. Weatherby had to lean over and hang on to the neck off the horse. But he was a kind and a gracious man. And later on that day, as they were sitting around the dinner table and they were thinking about everything that had gone on that morning, Mr. Weatherby was praying for these three young brothers. Later on that afternoon, he took Charles Studd, little Charles, and he says, "Let's go out for a walk." And so off they went, C.T. Studd, who was a teenager at the time, and Mr. Weatherby. And Mr. Weatherby began to ask C.T. Studd a few questions. First question was, "Are you a Christian?" C.T. Studd says, "Well, I believe that Jesus lived and died, and I believe in the church, but no, I'm not a Christian." And then C.T. Studd heard Mr. Weatherby talking about a verse in the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And he says, "Now, Charles, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sins?" And Charles said, "Yeah, I believe that." And then he says, "Well, do you believe the second part of the verse that says if you believe in him or trust in him, that you would have everlasting life?" Charles says, "No, I don't believe that." And then Mr. Weatherby says, "Well, you're making God out to be a liar. You say you believe the first part of the verse that Jesus died, but you don't believe the second part, that if you believe and trust, that you will have everlasting life." He says, "Do you think God's a liar?" And C.T. Studd says, "No, God wouldn't tell lies." And then he says, "Well, if I was to give you a gift, or you were to get a gift at Christmas, what do you do with that gift?" He says, "I just receive it." And he says, "Well, would you not receive this gift that God wants to give you now, this gift of salvation?" And C.T. Studd said, "Yes, I would like to receive it." And the two of them there got down on their knees, and Charles Studd called upon the Lord, and he was wonderfully saved, wonderfully converted in a moment of time. And at the end of that day, whenever he went to tell his two brothers that he had become a Christian, glory to God, all three of them had got saved that afternoon. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. In fact, it was the best day in Charles Studd's life. And friend, the best day of your life is the day you become a Christian. But we learned as well that C.T. Studd loved to play cricket. He was a brilliant cricketer, great batsman, and a great bowler. And he prayed for his school, which was Eton, one of these very high-class, snobby schools over in England. And he was the best cricketer in Eton. And whenever his brothers left school, he became captain of the cricket team. And then after that, he went to Cambridge University, and he became the captain of the cricket team. And by the year 1882, C.T. Studd was known as the best cricketer in all of England. He played for England, he was their best player, and he went to places like Australia, and he won virtually every match or tournament that he entered. He had the whole world at his feet. He came from a wealthy family, he was well educated, he was brilliant at cricket, which was probably the most popular sport in England at that particular time. But as he was living for Jesus Christ, living the Christian life, he began to realize there's something wrong in here. I love God, and I love playing cricket. But the problem that he had was, he began to realize that he loved playing cricket, more than he loved God. He enjoyed talking more about cricket than he did talking about the Lord Jesus. And for 3 years, he never really took a stand for God or witnessed to anybody or told anybody that he was a Christian. He knew that he was saved. He knew that he was going to heaven. But he had this fear, what will people think if I tell them that I'm a Christian? He went back one time to hear this great preacher, D.L. Moody. He was back in London. Him and his brother went down there, and they were listening to the preacher, and all of a sudden, T.T. Studd began to scratch his head and think, you know, I need to get this sorted out. Jesus Christ is my Savior, but I'm not living for Him as if He's my Lord, because I'm so afraid of what people will think. And he began to get really, really challenged about this. And mind you, there was nothing really wrong with playing a bit of sport and enjoying a bit of cricket, but it had become an idol in his life. And he needed to get this sorted, and he needed to get this whole thing fixed and sorted out once and for all. So one night, whenever he was a man in his 20s, he was praying and he was reading his Bible, and he got down beside his bed, and he read a verse of Scripture. And it tells us in 1 Corinthians that we are not our own. Ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. And beside his bed, he began to think about this. My life doesn't really belong to me anymore. Whenever I became a Christian, I was essentially giving my life to God. And God wants my life completely. He doesn't just want my soul to take it to heaven. He wants my body. He wants my gifts, my time, my talents. He wants my whole life. And he thought about a verse in a hymn. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. And there beside his bed, he just prayed and he says, Lord, I'm going to give you absolutely everything right now. My life belongs to you. And whatever you want me to do with my life, I'll do it. If you want me to play cricket, I'll do it. If you want me to do something else, I'll do it. But from now on, you're Lord of my life. And I recognize that. And I give you absolutely everything. Boys and girls, teenagers, parents today, that's what God wants us to do in our lives. To come along and to recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. And to allow Him to have full control of our lives. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. There's no rest, there's no peace until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hands. Rest secure in His hands. Let the Lord have His way. Will you do that this morning and allow the Lord to have His way? There's so much more in the Christian life than just coming to church. God wants to use your life in every way that He can. Thank you for listening. We're going to read some scripture now.